risks related to QF regimes and or China Connect, China ETF. The novelty and untested nature of China Connect makes a China ETF investing through it riskier than traditional ETFs. The policy and rules for the QF regimes and China Connect prescribed by the PRC central government are subject to change, and there may be uncertainty to its implementation. Such uncertainty and potential change of the laws and regulations for the QF regimes and China Connect may adversely impact on the performance of a China ETF, and may also have potential retrospective effect. These changes may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. A China ETF primarily invests in securities traded in the mainland China's securities market and is subject to concentration risk. Investment in the mainland China's securities market, which are inherently stock markets with restricted access, involves certain risks and special considerations as compared with investment in more developed economies or markets, such as greater political, tax, economic, foreign exchange, liquidity, and regulatory risks. The operation of China ETFs may also be affected by interventions by the applicable government bodies and regulators in the financial markets. There are risks and uncertainties associated with the current mainland Chinese tax laws applicable to China ETFs investing in the mainland China through the QF regimes and or China Connect. Although China ETFs may have made a tax provision in respect of potential tax liability, such tax provision may be excessive or inadequate. Any shortfall between such tax provision and the actual tax liabilities may be covered by the assets of the China ETFs and may therefore adversely affect the performance of the China ETF and the potential payout of the product. Trading of securities invested by a China ETF under the China Connect will be subject to a daily quota, which is utilized on a first-come, first-served basis under the China Connect. In the event that the daily quota under the China Connect is reached, the manager may need to suspend creation of further units of such China ETF, and therefore may affect liquidity in unit trading of such China ETF. In such event, the trading price of a unit of such China ETF is likely to be at a significant premium to its net asset value and may be highly volatile. The People's Bank of China and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange have published the detailed implementation rules removing the investment quota allocated to such China ETF under the QF regimes with effect from 6th of June 2020. Although the units of a China ETF are listed on the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong Limited, there is no guarantee that an active trading market for such units can be developed. Or, if an active market does develop, liquidity of that market can be sustained. Also, the price and trading volume of the units of China ETFs may be highly volatile subject to the market sentiment and may be more volatile than would generally be expected for ETFs with a longer trading history. The above-mentioned risks may adversely affect the performance of the China ETF and may in turn adversely affect the performance or market value of the product. In turn, you may suffer a loss in your investment. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents, such as prospectus, to understand more information before making any investment decision.